Good morning, let's go. It's Wednesday, April 16th, 2025. How you doing? It's First Thing with Kevin Mano. Real quick look at all the headlines across the board as you start your day. An efficient way to get caught up on the things happening in the world around you. The show starts right now. And we always start with the top story. This one's everywhere right now. Harvard is beefing with the president. Harvard just rejected demands made by the Trump administration. For example, they want the university to limit activism. They want them to rethink views on diversity and change admissions policies. Harvard said no, and in response, the federal government is freezing more than $2.2 billion in grants and $60 million in contracts to Harvard. The university's president said they will not bend to the government's demands. And now, the latest here, President Trump is threatening to tax Harvard as a political entity. He's threatening to strip their tax-exempt status. We'll have to see how this one plays out.
Let's go!
All right, okay, on to sports. Last night, there were two play-in games in the NBA. First, the Orlando Magic beat the Atlanta Hawks. The Hawks are out, and the Magic move on to the playoffs. They'll play the Celtics on Sunday. Trae Young of the Hawks got kicked out of that game after throwing the ball at the ref and kind of having a meltdown. And then after that one, this game was close. Steph Curry and the Warriors beat the Memphis Grizzlies. The Warriors are moving on. They're going to face the Rockets in the first round. Also in the NBA, now that Luka Doncic is killing it as a Laker, his jerseys are selling like crazy. He has the top-selling jersey, which is the first time since the 2012-2013 season that it hasn't been LeBron or Steph Curry, so over 10 years. He's also the first international player to have the league's highest-selling jersey. That's impressive. Lastly, this is a cool one in baseball. In case you missed this, I wanted to mention it. Bryce Harper of the Phillies is going to be a dad again. His wife Kayla is pregnant with their fourth child, and he used his first at bat on Monday night as a gender reveal. He had a teammate hand him a bat. He had two bats sitting there, a blue one and a pink one. That teammate knew if it was a boy or a girl, and it was a boy. He handed him the blue bat, so he found out in that second before walking up to the plate that his baby is a boy. And the rest of his family found out while watching the game. That's pretty cool. He did strike out with that blue bat. It's fine. I'm sure I wouldn't take that as some sort of omen. It's fine. On to some entertainment headlines. First, a passing. Legendary game show host Wink Martindale just passed away. I love game shows. I grew up watching Wink Martindale, even though he was well before my time. He was known for Tic-Tac-Doe, High Rollers, Gambit, and more. He also did one of the first TV interviews with a young Elvis. Wink died Tuesday at his home in California. He was 91 years old. In other somber news, Gene Hackman and his wife Betsy were just laid to rest. It was a private funeral, and again, they were discovered in their Santa Fe home back on February 26th, sometime after they had passed. According to TMZ, Hackman's three children, Christopher, Elizabeth, and Leslie, were all present for the ceremony. An update on Mickey Rourke and Big Brother UK. It's reported now that he is considering a lawsuit against the show. His representative is claiming that the show is withholding money from him, and despite what they said, it wasn't a mutual decision for him to leave the show, so he might sue. There's another beef brewing right now. We got to go back to that space flight for a second. A lot of people online seem to be making jokes at Katy Perry's expense after she went to the edge of space on that 11-minute ride. Even Wendy's, the fast food chain, they joined in. In response to a post that said Katy returned to Earth, they wrote, "Can we send her back?" That was Wendy's for some reason. Then shortly thereafter, Kesha posted a photo with a Wendy's cup. So people think that was shade toward Katy. She's Team Wendy's. And it wouldn't be crazy to think that, because Kesha had a very public battle with Dr. Luke, who Katy Perry later went on to work with. So we'll see if this beef ends there or what. Lastly, congrats to Ice Cube. He just did the handprint footprint in cement thing out at the TCL Chinese Theater in Los Angeles. He's an LA native, proudly, so I'm sure this meant a lot to him. Moving on to movie and TV news. Jamie Lee Curtis is producing a new horror film. This is cool because she's so closely associated with the Halloween movies. This is more of a psychological horror film. It's called Sender. Britt Lauer from Severance is going to be in it. It's coming eventually. I've got more trailers in the Instagram stories this morning. First, this movie's supposed to be like the movie of the century. People are really blowing it up. It's called The Life of Chuck. It's based on a Stephen King novel. Mike Flanagan made the movie. Tom Hiddleston, Karen Gillan, Mark Hamill, they're all in it. It's going to be out in June, and that trailer is up in the Instagram stories at First Thing Pod. On to TV, we've got a trailer for The Four Seasons. This is Tina Fey, Will Forte, and Steve Carell, their new series. It'll be on Netflix May 1st, and that trailer is up there. Also, the trailer for Season 3 of And Just Like That. Carrie Bradshaw is back. Season 3 premieres on Max on May 29th. In other TV news, remember the sitcom Martin from the 90s? A character from that show is getting a spinoff after all these years. Comedian Tommy Davidson will be back as his character Varnell Hill in a new show called Varnell Hill. It's going to be on BET+. The word is Martin Lawrence could pop up to reprise his role as Martin at some point. In Simpsons news, Nancy Cartwright, the longtime voice of Bart, is starting a podcast. It's called First Thing with Nancy Cartwright? What the hell? No, it's called Simpsons Declassified. I guess they've been working on this for years, so it sounds cool. It's coming soon. A few things to watch today and tonight. The fourth season finale of Abbott Elementary is on ABC tonight. The CW has a new detective show called Sherlock and Daughter that premieres tonight. And David Letterman and Nikki Glaser are both on a new episode of Everybody's Live with John Mulaney on Netflix.
And now, let's enjoy an intermission.
This show is supported by Nandaka. Peak is the company behind Nandaka. Nandaka is the coffee alternative that I have fallen in love with. I've wanted to sort of, you know, wean myself off of coffee for a long time. I'm so glad that Nandaka came into my life. It gives you sustained calm energy. It boosts mood and focus. It's made with functional mushrooms that promote clarity, emotional balance, and cognitive performance. It really does it all. It supports digestion and metabolism. It helps with, you know, gut health, fat metabolism, and keeping sugar cravings in check. It's made with pure, clean ingredients. I've been trying to eat healthier lately. Eat and drink healthier lately. There's no fillers, no preservatives, no junk, just the best of the best. When you're ready to try Nandaka, and I think you should, go to my link, peaklife.com/firstthing. Peak is P-I-Q-U-E, life.com/firstthing. You'll get 20% off for life when you go there and a free starter kit with your first purchase. It comes with a rechargeable frother and a glass beaker so you can make the perfect cup every time. Again, peaklife.com/firstthing. Okay, on to music. First, some new music. Jin from BTS just announced a new solo album. He released like a mini album not long ago, and he's got more coming. It's called Echo. It'll be out May 16th. Lorde is continuing to tease her next chapter. We still don't know what we're getting. A song, an album, a tour, any of that. But after showing up on stage at Coachella with Charlie XCX, she shared a voice note with fans on WhatsApp saying everything is about to change and she's so ready. We're getting a new track from Morgan Wallen and Post Malone. Their song, I Had Some Help, is still a monster on the charts. And now they're going to try to have a second consecutive summer hit. I Ain't Coming Back, that's the name of it. It's going to be on Morgan's upcoming album. Also, people think Morgan Wallen's upcoming collaboration with a female singer is going to be Tate McRae. That's the going theory right now. People have been guessing who's it going to be for a while. Could be Tate, we'll see. In other country news, Thomas Rhett just broke his ankle. He popped up on stage here in Nashville as a surprise performer. He came out during Forrest Frank's show. And as he made his way to the stage, he missed a step and he fell. He made it through the performance just fine, but he had to leave the venue in a wheelchair. Broken ankle. Lastly, another country singer in the news, Eric Church, has now officially broken ground on a new housing community in North Carolina. They're still trying to get back on their feet there after Hurricane Helene. They are working on 40 to 45 energy-efficient homes. I love it. Very cool that he's doing this. Some additional headlines here on this Wednesday morning. An update on the trade war this morning. Hong Kong just announced that they are suspending mail service to the U.S. Mail service by sea has been suspended already, and by air will kick in on the 27th. They said they're doing this due to our, quote, bullying with the tariffs. We'll see where this one goes. In other mail news, the United States Postal Service just filed a notice with the government that they will be raising prices this summer. Prices are rising. For example, first class forever stamps will be going up 5 cents. This is scheduled to kick in July. In space news, you might see a bunch of pictures of the sky on your social media feeds today. 18 states had the chance to see the northern lights last night, the Aurora Borealis. The NOAA Space Weather Prediction Center issued a geomagnetic storm watch. So Alaska, Montana, Minnesota, North Dakota, and a bunch of Canada had the highest chance to see something cool. In food and beverage, new Starbucks baristas are getting a uniform update. Starting May 12th, the baristas here in the U.S. will have to wear solid black tops under their green aprons. The idea is for that iconic green apron to really pop. I guess sales have been down, Starbucks is underperforming, and they're trying all these little things to revive the brand. I could go for some Starbucks right now. I can't get enough of those green aprons. Lastly here, I always end the show with something positive. I love stuff like this. An 80-year-old woman named Judy Benjamin is currently walking across the country. Judy has Alzheimer's, and she's doing this to raise awareness and to get the message out there that lifestyle changes can really make a difference. She was diagnosed 13 years ago, and she said she's doing better now at age 80 than she was at 67, and she says it's all thanks to diet and exercise. Judy, of course, has people helping her along the way on this journey, but she's confident that she can do it. She's walking 3,000 miles coast to coast. I wish her the absolute best. I mean, that's no easy feat. You can follow her journey at judywalks.com. Great job, Judy. And the show is over now.
The show is over now.
Thanks for being here. Much love. Appreciate you so much, as always. Get out there, make it a great Wednesday, and let's do this again tomorrow.
Please tell your friends about this show.